What's up? What's going on? What's goody? What's good? How's your day going, podcast? Welcome to I Don't Know Either. Now, today, I guess, we're just gonna talk about a whole bunch of shit, you know? I mean, where to motherfucking start, really? So, I've just decided I'm gonna do this full time. And if I get evicted, you know what, dude? Fuck it. I'm just gonna fucking go all in. Is that ridiculous? Yeah. Probably. But guess what? I don't give a fuck. You know, for the most part, anytime I've always had a dream, I always pushed it off and planned on like saving money for it, doing something. No, I'm not doing it no more. All right. I'm going all in. Fucking putting all my chips to the fucking center of the table right now. And guess what? If I end up homeless, then fuck it. Fuck it. I just don't care no more. Cause I ain't working for people no more. I fucking hate working for people, dude. I really do. I really fucking do. So that's where I'm at. Just to fill you in. But yeah. Let's go on with the podcast. Alright. So let's see here. Oh, so I walked outside of my house the other day to fucking... Someone probably got away with a murder. I'm not positive. But... And I'm not an investigator. But all signs were pointing towards somebody killed somebody. Because I go outside. There's, like, this little fucking knife on the ground. I'm like, oh, dude, it's just a knife they left on the ground, right? Then I see, like, all this other shit on the ground. I'm like, you know, whatever. I'll just, you know, keep walking by my own business. Then I go even further. Jacket. Pants. Next to, like, this fucking little water runoff thing. That means someone stripped straight down next to this waterway. Just took off all their clothes, unless they were wearing fucking another layer of clothes underneath this jacket and pants, in which case I would still say you're a murderer, because who the fuck does that? And then I started going through the thought of, should I solve this? Because if anyone could do it, I could do it. You know? I already have the evidence. I can figure this shit out. You know? I'm not doing anything anyways, except the podcast. That'd be a dope podcast. Tell you about how I figured out a fucking murder. Someone who got away or something. And I found him. That'd be sweet. And then I came to the conclusion that in that sense, I guess I'm just like everybody else. Because everyone fucking thinks, yo, if anyone could do this, I could fucking do this. And the truth is, no, you can't. No, you can't. I mean, maybe, like, odds are, I mean, I could do it. I could hypothetically do it. Go fucking looking around for this person. Asking people, hey, have you seen someone? And we don't even know. We don't even know if it's, like, for real, you know? But just the thought of, I, you know, if anyone could do it, I could do it. It's either complete belief in myself or complete disillusion. And I feel like most people have that shit. It's like, I could do that. That's why people, like, you know, watch mystery movies and shit. I don't know. I just thought it was funny. Anyways, I fucking, you know, I keep going. And I just kind of had like a nice day, you know, aside from the possible murder, right? So I keep walking. I go take a seat. I'm like, oh, you know what? Maybe I should write some shit. And I took a seat, you know. Started thinking, like, oh, it'd be nice to sit here. I'll just write some stuff. And I started thinking, it's like, yo, why don't we wash chairs? You know how disgusting chairs are? And if you disagree, then you're stupid, because we wash our bodies and they're underneath the clothes, right? From a whole bunch of shit, sweat, all that, right? But the reason, like, we wear pants and stuff is to protect our body from fucking disgusting shit. And then we just sit on chairs. And it goes all over the chair. And then, like, you know, like, you ain't never been eating food and, like, you wipe your hand on your pants or something. Or you fucking just, like, you know, you're always going for your pockets. Or, like, checking your pockets. All this shit. You're sitting in your car. You're sitting on your shit in your home. And the real question is, who the fuck sat in that chair before you? And then there's this whole shit. You go back fucking probably fucking 60 years. You know? Maybe longer. Some chairs. Like benches and shit. You can go back all the way. Those shits have never been washed. You're sitting on a fucking dirty Joe, 100-year-old fucking chair right now. And that just got on your fucking pants. That's fucking disgusting. Fucking 100-year-old fucking whatever on his pants. Fucking on that chair you just sat in it. It's gross. Should wash chairs. And I know there's rain and shit, but like, not, you know. That's not all the time. That's not all the time. And that's probably barely doing the job. You know? That's probably barely doing the job. I'm saying we need to start washing chairs, bro. Straight up. I'm sick of having dirty, you know. Now I'm going to be thinking about that the rest of my life. Say, bro, all these chairs are dirty. Can't even fucking sit outside anymore, enjoy my life, unless I wash chairs. That's fucked. You ever be fucking in a public bathroom and fucking automatically think that you just caught an STD? I mean, sometimes, bro, like, all right, everyone knows. Sometimes you just gotta shit, bro. Sometimes you just gotta take a fucking... Sometimes you gotta take a fucking dump. Right? So, you know, you gotta make sacrifices in life, and sometimes you just have to be going to the fucking public bathroom. But for me, every time I fucking sit down, automatically, I assume that there's this fucking magic shit coming from that toilet that be touching my legs and shit. And, like, it's like I automatically have an STD. I mean, I'll be laying layers of toilet paper down on those seats, though. Like, if I catch a STD from a public toilet, it's some super crack, super virus that's taking lives. Because I'd be laying, like, layers and layers of fucking toilet paper down on the sides. You know? I even put fucking... I remember fucking my dick fucking almost touched the fucking front of it, and automatically I was like, dude, I'm dead. Because whatever this is, I now have it because the fucking part of my dick touched the toilet. I'm fucking dead. And at that moment, my whole life flashed before my eyes. Luckily, I get routine checks. I'm good. I don't have anything, and I haven't died, so that's good. But ever since then, I lay toilet paper on the front, too. Just, like, kind of, like... It kind of just, like, floats there. You know? Like, hangs off one side. Hangs off part on the inside. Yeah. That's the whole story. Either way, bro. I'm not sure. I'm not even sure if it's a myth or not. I think it's a myth. I think they can only be sexually transmitted. But, like, still, even though that could be true, I still hate using public bathrooms. Something about them. Something about, like, the fucking writing on the walls. Like, this is the fucking... Like, it's art, you know? Like, I mean, art is art. I get that. But, like, out of all the places you could write, bro, why the bathroom? And then it's like, did you even go in there to go to the bathroom? Or just to draw the shit? Because usually it's like, sometimes they'll be behind the toilet. It's like, are you sitting on the toilet reverse? Are you reverse cowgirling the fucking toilet? If so, you're the weirdest fucking person I ever met in my damn life. Ain't no one sit on toilets like that. Your brain's wired backwards, brother. Sit on the goddamn toilet regular. And try to avoid catching super viruses like the rest of us. Another thing I was thinking was, like, yo, I'm sitting out here on this dirty-ass 100-year-old chair. Just writing, right? Just writing. And it's like, if it was a suicide note, no one cares. They're just like, yo, this dude's writing something good. I'm trying to see that note after he's done. Like, they want to fucking edit it. I'm like they're my fucking editor. They're like, yeah, I like the part where you said it's dark and empty. That, you know, you're aimlessly going through life. But this part of, you know, talking about importance and all that stuff, you're just coming off as needy, bro. It's like if I was writing a suicide note, nobody would have gave any fucks. You know? I just think it's funny, like, how like, we don't be paying attention to stuff like that. You don't know who's out there doing shit like that. Anytime someone's writing by themselves, it could either be they're writing for a book, or they could be writing a suicide note. That could fuck you up, thinking about that shit. Now there's gonna be people running up to other people, It's okay, man. It's okay, man. You'll be okay. He's like, bro, I'm just fucking writing down a grocery list. What's even more fucked up, talking about editors, which I don't know that much about. I mean, I should probably, because I want to, you know, I love writing and stuff, but I don't know how, like, the whole actual, like, business of it is, for real, because I never, like, really done it, like, to that level. Is like, yo, are there different editors for different genres? Like, is there a comedy editor? Is there, like, drama editors? Or is there just an editor? I would like to think if I walked in and I had a different genre, they all had apartments and they all lived next to each other. And they had their genre above their apartment. Whichever one's a horror editor, you could probably figure out, because he's probably the one with the most dead bodies in his house. Because you must have to be a crazy motherfucker to edit horror stories. I feel like writing them is like, you know, pretty. I don't think you even have to be that crazy to write the horror story. Because it's just your imagination, right? You're just letting it go, making it interesting. You know, that's not that crazy. You could be like, what would scare someone here? What would do that? But if you're the editor for, like, horror novels and shit, bro, I bet you have about 3 dead bodies right now in your house. Because that's you, like, picking the shit apart, saying, no. If I were to do that, that wouldn't happen. Scratch it out. You're just thinking about murder scenarios every day. You're like, if I did that, eventually you'd start getting ideas. You'd be like, you know what? I'm going to edit that out, but I'm going to use that. Horror editors have to be some sort of fucking crazy. We're all crazy. But I'm telling you. Fucking horror editor. Definitely. Definitely fucking crazy. I also noticed now that I have a lot of free time, you know. Because, like, I'm doing this full time now. Like I said, I ain't. Just going all in, dude. Fuck it. What's the worst that could happen? I'm gonna live my dream, bro. I'm gonna live my dreams. I'm gonna try becoming something to myself. Because if I'm this age right now, and I already am just like, fuck it, dude. Like, feeling shitty about myself because I ain't living my dreams. Like, imagine, like, I feel like that's how people don't give a fuck about nothing when they're older, because they just ain't got no souls no more. Straight up, they ain't got no soul. They gave it all up, they drank every day. Like, I don't want to do that. I mean, I want to party and shit, but, like, you know. Still. Which is crazy that people make it their whole goddamn lives. And they, for real, do shit that they don't like their whole goddamn life. Yo, like, that's not really a short time. I mean, it's not long. Life is shorter than we think. But yo, even if you live to 60 years old, that's a long fucking time to be doing some shit that you don't want to do just because you push some shit off. And it's weird that most of the people in the world do that shit. Right? That not more people are like, yo, I'm gonna fucking do the shit I wanna do. Are people like subconsciously just so oppressed in their brain, locked in this goddamn box, that they just do shit they hate their whole life? That's fucking crazy. That's fucking crazy. I'm not saying, like, for instance, like, yo, like, I'm not saying construction work is, like, a bad thing, but, yo, like, work, like, building shit, maybe you could like that shit. I mean, it pays well, so I understand, I guess, why people would be doing that. But if you don't love it and you did construction your whole goddamn life, bro, what the fuck, bro? Just go do some shit you want. There's got to be something easier that you make. Not even easier, but something not breaking your goddamn vertebrae. Your fucking L74 vertebrae is about to fucking keel over. Because you just, what, don't want to go look for another job or some shit? I don't know, bro. Then you're just working on buildings. And half the buildings I see ain't ever even finished. I won't see that shit. I'm fucking, you know, an unfinished building is like a friend you fucking meet. And at first you're like, yo, this dude, bro, he's so fucking, you're telling your other homie, like, yo, this dude's chill as fuck, bro. So cool, like, chill, right? An unfinished building is like a friend that you meet that you like right away. But then you get farther on in the relationship, into the friendship, and you're like, you know what, dude, I don't like him. How am I gonna get out of this? It's like, imagine like one of those buildings where everything is almost done except the top part, which I feel like is like 80% of buildings. It's just like the top part's not done, and then it's like that for 2 years. That's like a friendship that you start and you're like, yo, this kid, he's fucking dope as fuck. This, me and him, we're gonna be homies. And then later you find out that, like, he voted for Trump. And then you're like, ah, shit, we can't be homies no more. And you're like, yeah, that's a joke. But, like, also just to say, I ain't never going to talk about politics, bro. I don't even want that in the podcast. For real. That shit's just, like, far too fucking annoying to me. Because to me, people are just people. People are dumb. I'm dumb. I mean, I'm smart. I'm fucking smart. But, like, I'm also dumb. And, like, it's politics to me just makes no sense, really, even in general, because I know that they're people, and I know that they're still stupid because they're fucking people. I don't care who you are. Bill Gates, fucking, you know, anyone, bro. They're good at certain things, but they're dumb at other things. And that's everyone. That's everyone. Everyone is fucking dumb. So I know when we vote for people in politics and shit, they're dumb. And I could go on a tangent about everything, but like, unless someone brings that shit up to me, I ain't really even gonna go into it. All I'm saying is, like, we're just dumb people looking at other dumb people to say, you know what? They're a little less dumb than us. So we're going to listen to them. And I'm not even talking about fucking what's going on right now. I'm just talking about in general, from before to now, for fucking ever. We're just going to be dumb people looking at other people saying they're a little less dumb than us. I feel like they can take care of the country. And that's fucking, I don't even know. That's fucking weird as shit. It's weird as shit. And plus, yo, it's like the, I feel like the shit that, like, for instance, I feel like people tie good jobs into, like, IQ and shit. And I feel like the idea of IQ could have fucked us up from a young age. Like, just assuming people are more smart than other people and, like, just the assumption of it because they're successful. You know how many dumb people become successful? A lot of smart people become successful. But I feel like it's even less about being smart and more about being not attached to fear. Anyone can become really successful if they are just not scared of being successful. And a lot of dumb people, I just think, are just, they just don't even think about it. Because they're dumb. And they just throw themselves out there and do everything they can to succeed and just don't even think about fear. Because they just can't even, like, do those fucking processes. I don't know. I feel like as I get older, like, I judge people less because I know everyone's imperfect. Like, no one's perfect, right? But, like, now I guess instead of, like, judging people, I just, like, observe. Like, I would never judge somebody for being fucking dumb. I would just be like, yo, in his life, he learned this shit, and he didn't learn this shit. So he's dumb here, whatever. And people can observe me and be like, yo, he's good at this shit. He's bad at this shit. I'm just observing that shit. And I feel like more people need to do that. Like before, I mean, when I was a younger kid, I was fat. I was a fat little fucking Michelin man. Running around, fucking, you know, had a little fucking gut going. But then I got a little older, stretched out, luckily. Fucking started going to the gym, you know. And I went through stages. I went, you know, I was fat when I was younger. And then I hit, like, high school and I got skinnier and a little more in shape. And then when I got out, I got, like, really in shape. But then right after that, one day I was just like, you know, fuck it, dude, I ain't going to the gym. Go the next day, all the shit I worked towards fucking was just like gone. I was like, you know, fuck it, dude, I won't go. And then I didn't go for a while. And then I got fat again. Like fat. Like fat. And there's no excuse because I wasn't a kid no more. I was just fat, bro. That's alright. But then, you know, now I'm back in shape again. Not, like, super crazy in shape. Just, like, you know, I'm skinny again. And, you know, I'm getting back in the gym. Make myself better, you know. I just, you know, I'm more me when I'm in shape. I feel myself when I'm in shape. I don't feel like I'm me when I'm fat, you know. I haven't built, like, a good foundation of who I am when I am fat. I know who I am when I'm in shape. By the way, back to what I was saying, I'm going on a tangent, fuck it. Now, like, for instance, when I was younger, probably because my own insecurity when I was a kid being fat, I would look at fat people And I'd be like, bro, how the fuck do you get fat? And don't even make me seem like a dick, bro. Because there's some levels where you're like, how do you even get that fucking fat? Like, there's bigger people, but then there's other people where you look and you're like, bro, you are fucking fat as shit. How'd you get there? And I'm sure they probably went through their own things, you know, probably people dying in their family or like some other shit going on that caused that to happen. But at the same time, why the fuck are you that fat? And I remember being younger and saying that shit, or at least thinking that shit. And now, you know, I know, obviously, it's like, oh, like, you know, everyone goes through their own thing. Maybe they just, like, handled their problems differently. And then once they get to a certain level, they're like, how do I get out of this? How do I, you know, even fix this? And then they're just like, I can't, I'm too fat. I'll just keep getting fat. Let's order KFC. Because I feel like most people just get, you know, who they are because they don't know how to get back out of, like, what they created for themselves. They dug the hole and then they're just like, hey, how do I get the fuck back out of this shit? Especially because I'm super fucking fat. So how am I going to climb out of this for real? Because I can't even walk. I have to take a fucking one of those ride-on scooters places. But anyways, fucking, you know, now I don't judge people. I understand. Now I just observe. Because, like, everything in the world isn't that shocking to me anymore. Because I'm getting a little older. So now I'm just like, I'll walk down the street and I'll see a super fat person. I'm just like, they're fat. No more questions of, like, why. Like, growing up, for me, it was always like, why? I was always asking the question, why? Now I feel like I'm at a point in my life where I don't ask it as much. Like, now I'll just see a fucking roly-poly-ass motherfucker and be like, oh, he's just fat. Or I'll see a fucking dude walking around with fucking jeans cut up to his legs, fucking cut up half his fucking thigh, and I'll be like, yo, he's either pushing a trend or he's gay. You know? I'm sure people look at me in the way I am. They're just like, how come this dude never smiles? Boom, he must be a fucking douchebag. Or fucking boom, that guy's hair is, you know, he barely has hair. He just has hair on the side of his head, not the top. I bet you he's in business. I feel like more now it's more just about, like, assumptions and not as judgmental. Whereas, like, before I would look at a whole bunch of different things and be like, yo, that's fucking weird. Now, I don't think anyone's weird. With the exception of, like, some people where you would go, yo, you're fucking weird. But, like, that's still few and far between for me because I can pretty much understand a lot of people. I feel like I can understand almost anyone. But, like, I don't know. Now, for me, I just, like, look at people as just more like animals. I think people are more animals than anything. And, I mean, we can go into a discussion about, you know, fucking, like, evolution and all that stuff, but I don't even want to get on that because that's not entirely what I believe either. I just think it's interesting that we're all so different and we all know we ain't perfect and then we still judge each other. Because it must have been created off of the basis of insecurity. No matter how perfect someone is, you're still going to judge them. you could be spending your whole life trying to fucking, you know, you could spend your whole life just judging people, never questioning it, and never figuring out your own shit because you were so busy judging everyone your whole life instead of thinking, yo, why am I judging people? Even if they're weird or like things that you don't agree with, just ask yourself, why am I judging them? And I don't mean, oh, because they're wearing that. I mean, like, why yourself? Why am I judging them? Why does that bother me? Why am I insecure about that happening to them? And if you just ask yourself those questions, maybe you could figure out your own little weird self. You know? I don't know. Like, even when I was younger, like, which is, out of all the things, I feel like this is fucked up. When I was younger, I would be like, yo, I would judge a girl by how many people she fucking, how many guys she slept with. And like, yo, I mean, so I know most guys still do that. Like, well, you know, I don't know most guys do that, but I know there's guys that do that shit. And this is also when I was younger and probably just like, you know, I'm also talking like high school. So like, I feel like everyone in high school was like, yo, you know, the whole fucking rumor mill shit. I feel like that affected most guys of who they should, you know, try to get with and who not to. But for me, I didn't like girls who slept with like a crazy amount of guys. And now I'm older, not even that old, bro. I always say older, but, you know, I'm young. 23, young. And like, I could just not even give a fuck. I think out of all the things that I was judgmental about, how I could judge a woman for sleeping with so and so many guys. And for me, I fucking could sleep with whoever, bro. And I know that's like a simple idea and everyone knows that, you know, knows that shit in society. Like, oh, a guy could sleep with whoever and a girl can't. And like, everyone's pretty aware of that shit. Why? Why, bro? Like, you think, like, it's made up. You'd be thinking, like, oh, like, their fucking pussy's about to be fucking huge or some shit. Bro, let me spit out some quick facts for you if this is how you think. First off, a girl who's in a relationship is getting fucked so fucking much more. So fucking much more than a girl who just sleeps around fucking other dudes, really. Unless she's fucking a dude every goddamn day. Yo, like, she's getting way more pipe being in a relationship. So why would you think that that pussy is fucking worse when she's out of a relationship than if she's in a relationship? Think about that shit. Most of the girls that I've been with, straight up, like, their pussies were better when they were like single doing their own thing. They fucking threw that shit back. And plus they know what they're fucking doing because they've had experience. So it's better time, you have more fun. They're way more cool, you know? Chill, fucking stop judging girls for sleeping with guys, yo. Girls need some dick, bro. You know how hard it is to be a fucking girl? And I'm not going to get into the thing like it's harder to be a girl than a guy, because I think we both have our things where it's harder for each, more hard for each, and less hard, you know, respectively for each other also. But like, you know, just mentally, I think it's more wearing for women. Let them get some dick, bro. They want to go out, get some dick. Fucking fuck it. Let him. Why are you going to judge him for that? You be going out to the bars every week saying you're about to get some pussy, and then you go straight to the bar, get a fucking mixed drink, sit by the bar, and then just turn around on the spinny chair, and then you just look out at the crowd, just looking at girls saying, you know, dude, give me another drink, and then I'll hit on her. And then you never do. You just get fucking plastered, end up thrown up in the bathroom, and then you talk about with your homies about how good of a night it was, and that girl you were about to talk to, like, oh, nah, I could've, but, like, I just wasn't feeling it. That's what you be doing every goddamn weekend. Don't be judging a girl because she can go out. She does have a choice, and then she chooses to get some dick, bruh. You got one life. I don't care if you're a guy or a girl. If you're a guy, go out there, have some confidence. Start hitting on some girls, bro. Start hitting on some girls. Ain't nothing bad gonna happen, bro. Your dad's just go up to him, talk to him. You might get laid. You should try it. Because then you probably stop judging girls so much for it. You know? I don't know, man. I feel like as I've grown, you know, I found a perfect balance of treating people great and, you know, also remembering their flaws, though, so I can hate them in private. So, like, for instance, I go around being not judgmental. But then if I get in an argument with that person, you better believe that I just jotted a whole bunch of notes, our whole relationship, on reasons that you're fucked up. I know. I pay attention. I knew this going into our friendship. I know what's wrong with you, just like you know what's wrong with me. You want to know why? Because you be jotting those shits down too. You just be saving them. That's what I be doing. I fucking save those shits. Especially in relationships. Oh, I'm fucking dark like that. Hell yeah. I'm chill as fuck. But yo, we get in an argument, you better believe I'm taking mental notes for when we done got in a fucking, for when we get in a fight. I've been taking notes. Like, you remember that shit that you did? You ain't even know I knew. But guess what? I did know. And I just didn't bring it up to you because I fucking love you so much. Use that shit in a fight. That shit works great. Just be like, just like know some shit that they've done, but you never bring it up and just hold on to it. Because no matter what fight you be getting in, you fucking win that fight. Because they're like, oh my God, I can't believe he knew that shit. And he really loves me. I need to forgive him for whatever we're doing right now. Fucking automatic win. I shouldn't even be telling you this. These are my secrets, bro. These are my little fucking manipulations in life. Shouldn't even be telling you that, but now you know. Use it to your advantage. I know there's a whole bunch of girls listening right now like, damn, he's good. Damn. He's good. But I feel like also it's not that fucked up. Like, me doing that is like the same thing as, you know, going to the gym. Like, going to the gym, and like, I feel like people go to get in shape, like, before they're insecure about going to the gym, because you're like not at your best, so you'd be looking at all these other fit people and you're like, bro, they're looking at me saying, oh, he ain't fit, like, you're the outcast. But then as soon as you get fit, now you'd be looking at all the other fit people saying, yeah, I do more weight than that, man. I do more weight than him. And he's been here longer. Fuck him. I'm naturally better at this. I'm a fucking lion. I'm a motherfucking lion. And you're just an average motherfucker. But I was built for this shit. You weren't built for this shit. But then there's always those other two guys that be fucking huge and their arms are the size of my fucking torso. But then still, you know, justification kicks in where I'm like, you know, I'm bigger than all these other people. And these two guys, you know, so I'm like in third place in this gym. Everyone knows I'm in third place. But these guys, you know, the only reason they're in first and second is because they be doing steroids. I mean, they probably work for it, but they be doing steroids. And plus, I wouldn't want to be that big anyways. If I fucking whacked him in the side of the head right now, he wouldn't even be able to catch me because he can't even pump his arms because he can't move his biceps more than fucking a foot forward and backwards. You can only waddle and try to catch me, bruh. And then once we get to the door, you can't even fit through the door. My escape route has been mapped, brother. We be doing that. We be justifying shit like... justifying shit like... like for the shit we can't do. Because I do it. For the shit I can't do, I'm like, you know what? If this perfect scenario happened, I could still do that shit. But I don't want to do that shit. I just want to be me. Do the best of me. When in all reality, it's like, you know what? Maybe I do want to be that big. And if I could be that big, I'd be that fucking big, probably. I don't know what I would do afterwards. People would be looking at me like I'm a fucking, like, holy shit, dude. What does this guy do? Does he live here? You know, that's why I'd be thinking about that. I'm like, does it, dude... has this dude been coming for 20-something years? Which they probably have, and that shit's fucking crazy. But I don't even know, like, I feel like a lot of girls could find that attractive, but at the same time, it's like, do they? I feel like it's like a niche. It's like a niche network of women where they just want a fucking huge fucking... dude who like walks up to him on his hands. He's like, hey. Points with his foot. He's like, hey, you wanna get out of here? He's just fucking doing push-ups while he's walking on his hands out the gym. I feel like that's like a niche market of women. But his confidence probably through the roof. So he's probably good at talking to girls. But I ain't even gotta be that big. Like, I'm good at talking to girls. I always been good at talking to girls. On some real shit. It depends on what kind of fucking mood I'm in. Because sometimes, like, I just not even be feeling like it straight up. Like, I know some dudes be going out and they just be pissed off at life. And they're just like, dude, I don't even feel like it. And then, you know, sometimes you still be getting lucky because girls are like, oh, what a dick. I'm into it. So then they still come up to you and then they're like, ah, oh, shit. He's actually nice. Because you'd be giving off those dick vibes, but then she comes up to you and you're like, hey, what's up? Because you don't want to see that you're angry. And then she's like, oh, man, that fucked everything up because I thought you were a dick. I don't want to talk to you now that you're nice here and treat me good. Fuck that shit. I'm going to go talk to this dude over here in the fucking corner who hasn't done shit for an hour and a half. But anyway, I always been good at talking to girls, but... I could still never really tell if they're checking me out. Like, I can't really tell if they're checking me out still. I could tell, like, girls I find attractive. I mean, I just don't really worry about them checking me out. Because, for instance, if I think a girl's attractive, for the most part, I will just, like, go up to them and be like, hey, what's up? And then, like, go from there. But... you know, if a girl's checking me out, I'll just be like, yo, we're at the bar. They're fucking looking around because they're a human being, or they're fucking, you know, maybe she's drunk and one of her lazy eyes now isn't in control and is just looking around everywhere, you know. And then I go up to her and I'm like, hey, what's up? And then she's just like, oh, sorry, that's my lazy eye. I lose control of it the more I drink. Because that could happen, hypothetically, right? But anyways, so, like, I don't, like, if I see a girl look at me, I won't necessarily go up and be like, yo, what's up? For me, I just, like, if I'm around and I see a girl that's fucking beautiful and I'm like, damn, I want to talk to her, I'm just going to go talk to her. Whether she was looking at me or not, I'm going to just go talk to her, you know? So that's another thing, guys. Don't be waiting to see your girl check you out, bro. Maybe she just ain't seen you because she's busy doing shit with her girls. Just go up and talk to her. Some girls are going to say, what's up? Some girls are going to be like, nah, I'm not interested. And then you want to know what you do? You go hit on another girl if she ain't interested. It's that easy. It's not complicated. I guarantee you, if you do it and you get rejected, someone's going to say, hey, it's not even embarrassing. It's just like, hey, she don't want to talk to you. She don't want to talk to you. She got her own life, her own shit. She could even be into you, but she just don't want to talk to you because she's going through some shit. Or she just thinks you're fucking ugly, bro. You could be ugly too. It's all right, bro. You could be ugly. Most people are. It's about confidence. And I guarantee you, you go up to three girls, and you're a semi-good-looking dude, you got the confidence, and you're put together, I guarantee you, one of those three at least is like, hey, what's up, and talks to you, and fucking boom, that boosts your confidence enough to get you through the night. As for checking me out, though, yo, I swear, girls could be doing that cheerleader thing with all their friends next to each other. It's like, give me an ah. Oh. And then her friend's like, give me a suck. And the other girl's like, give me your. And the other girl's like, dick. And they're like, I'll suck your dick. You right there with the blue shirt on. And I'd still be like, yo, that's good for it. How long did you guys work on that shit for? Let me hook you up with one of my friends. Because I'm just a nice guy like that. I really don't think girls be checking me out like that, you know? If all I'm saying is, like, for me, I'm fucking, you know, about... I don't want to do the fucking, you know, I don't want to do the thing where I'm like, yo, I'm about this. But, like, I'm like, I'd say I'm 5'10". I'm 5'10". And the thing is, even if you're 5'10", y'all... good shape, whatever. Girls ain't looking for you. Girls ain't looking for you, bro. Most of the girls I talk to is from me going out of my way to talk to them. Or, like, girls I know, they bring their friends and then I talk to them. Or, like, my friend knows girls and that's how I talk to them. Right? But no girl goes out in the club looking for a dude who's, like, 5'10". They all be looking for someone who's 6'4", you know, baby-faced, but still looks like they could fucking kill you. That's what girls be going to the bar looking for. Someone who's got a dude who's like 6'4", good shape, good-looking face, but he still looks like he could murder you. But then you talk to him, he's nice. That's what girls look for at the bar. Not 5'10". So my advice to you guys is just be fucking confident. Because most of the girls that I ever hooked up with, I went up to them. They didn't come up to me. So there's that. You know? And I could run down a list of my pros and cons easily, man. I ain't perfect. I don't think that I'm fucking, you know, the fucking messiah, you know. And also, you know, it's not even just like all about confidence though. It's girls too. Girls too be fucking up, yo. I feel like all girls like you better before you talk to them. Like, if they're checking you out. No matter what, even for 6'5 guys. Because the thing is, when a girl's building up the ideal guy in her head, fucking, I guarantee you, most of the time, you have a fucking act, like, you have an accent. When they're looking at you, they're saying, oh man, I hope he has a fucking Australian accent. Oh man, if he's fucking British, I swear on everything. That's what they're telling their girls. You think he has an accent? And as soon as they finally, as soon as you go up and talk to him, they're like, oh my God, he's coming, he's coming. You go up to him and as soon as you're like, hey, what's up? With your American-ass voice, you automatically dropped in their head. Automatically dropped. You already ain't the man that they want you to be, bro. Like, they be looking at you like, oh, shit. There goes that fucking accent. What else does he have wrong with him? And then now, even if they went to hit on you, because they hoped you had that goddamn accent. If you ain't got that accent, and then you're like, hey, what's your number? Now they're already pissed, and now they ain't even going to talk to you no more because you aren't meeting the expectations that they preset in their goddamn head. And that's fucked. So it's not just all guys, girls. It's you too. So don't think you're getting away with this shit. Alright? Because I know how your brain works. They'll just be getting mad at you, you know, for no reason. Because you ain't got that accent. And then guess what, guys? Now you're the asshole. Congratulations. Fucking lucky you. Fucking lucky you. Anyways, that was the podcast for today, guys. Tell your friends, tell your mom, tell your aunties, tell your brother, tell your sister. This was the I Don't Know Either podcast. Thank you very much.